Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Hey y'all.
You always happen.
You don't think I'm the best whistler in the world.
Here we go. Let me get a song whistle to y'all. Here y'all go. Like to hear, here you go. Extra chocolate.
What song you think I should whistle? Let me think.
Whistle WAP.
What's that?
WAP.
Oh, how did the song go?
Girl, you don't know. That's how y'all know her pussy dry.
First of all, bitch, this pussy ain't never dry, okay? Nah, ain't no granny pussy yet, child. I don't need no lubricant, none of that shit now. If you ain't working for me, you ain't working for me. But, bitch, when I'm near, I'm near.
Whistle any song that make you feel comfortable.
Should you ever feel the need, let me know.
Anyway, that was beautiful, AJ. Listen, ladies, wherever you at, I want you to bounce your titties right now. Just bounce, bounce. Hit that shit. Get it.
Hey, somebody just titty too heavy to bounce, girl.
I know, that shit kind of hurt me. And my titties ain't
listen, don't they do like titty surgery on Medicaid now?
No, don't tell them to keep their titties cut off. Your titties ain't little.
These titties ain't little, but they ain't super big either now. They like, these good titties.
They great.
But when I lose weight, my titties be the first thing to go, bitch. They be looking so sad and droopy and just stupid. Can I lose weight and keep my titties, please? They be nice and full when I'm fat, but then when I get skinny, them titties be looking bad. They be having wrinkles and all type of shit. My niggas still love him though. And
that's all that matter. He gonna suck them wrinkly titties.
All niggas still love it. This is the thing. We be really hard on ourselves when a motherfucker be rubbing up on your ass like you the finest motherfucker in the world, all while you got all type of self-esteem issues because your stomach a little chunky.
My this nigga I'm cool with, he said his bitch got real bad acne, like acne on her back.
Ew.
And he be like, I don't care, baby. He be rubbing all over that braille. He don't care.
Braille? What it read? What it say?
It say, I'm the realest nigga living. You already know. Got champion of the year 4 times in a row.
Acne back or die, baby.
But yeah, for real. These niggas love us anyway. So love yourself, ladies. Love yourself, okay? No matter what you got going on.
Yes, if you got them tiger stripes, girl, own them shit, girl. Them battle wounds. I'm having them fucking badass churn. I ain't got no kids and I got stretch marks. There's that part. Anyway, this is AJ, y'all.
This is Tam Bam. It's episode 11. Thank y'all for tuning in.
We welcome y'all.
How was your weekend?
Same shit. I have nothing exciting happened this weekend. I just did some spring cleaning.
Yesterday, the Range Rover guys was trying to end me. The car just locked up. The steering wheel locked up. The brake locked up. And then I started rolling down the hill backwards. I could smell gasoline just strong in the car. I just got the car back the day before. It was just a whole miserable scene. So I don't know what's wrong with my
truck. You better be glad you survived it, girl.
I sat outside waiting on a tow truck for 4 hours. On the side of the road with different police officers. They was taking an hour shift and then another, because I was blocking a busy street.
They gonna send your ass an invoice in the mail, bitch.
They can't send me my insurance pay for that.
For blocking traffic and having to have police escort?
Oh, no.
You gonna have to pay for that shit.
I wish they would send me, get in line with the other bills.
Shame.
So that was fun.
So we hope you all enjoyed your weekend. We ain't had shit going on for real.
We just out here.
Girl, did you see Lil Nas X new song and video, Call Me By Your Name?
Is he a devil worshiper, apparently?
You know, I don't want to say I'm an atheist, but I don't believe in like heaven and hell and all that. So I think these characters, he is fucking with people who believe that there's, yes. No, just because I don't believe in heaven and hell, that does not mean I don't believe in God.
No, I'm talking about him.
Yeah, he's fucking with people who believe in the devil and worshiping and stuff like that. To me, you know, because I guess like, okay, I'm gay, so I'm gonna go to hell type thing. So the nigga got on a stripper pole all the way from heaven to hell and was twerking on the devil.
I don't like that. I'm here for trolling people who want to treat you like your sins is different from theirs. I'm okay with that. But when you start twerking on the devil, that's when you cross the line as far as I'm concerned.
Twerking on the devil?
Yeah. Twerking on the devil. You said it like... But a little twerking.
Yeah, because alright, so for me, that's not where he crossed the line. Like, the whole shit is where he crossed the line. Did you see what Jordan Lucas said? He was like, you know, he's not letting his kids watch that because the kids know him for Old Town Road. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter the lyrics, the kids hear the melody and it was a fun song. Mm-hmm. So now they're following him now on YouTube and shit like that, and you bust out with this super demon. I don't know what to call
demon
it.
Demon time. It's just like when people using demon time. I don't like that phrase either. You're giving a lot of energy to these demons out here when you celebrating them in the time that you spend out at night doing your little dirt.
He could just be a super troll, but he probably doesn't. You know, he also makes fun of when people try to say like the industry is using him, like the powers that be mm-hmm. is using him. They are, sweetie. They are. He's a young kid. Where are your parents? I literally had to Google Nas X's parents. I couldn't find anything. Where are the people that are responsible for you? Because first of all, your name is already disrespectful. It's Nas X. Nas is one of hip hop's greatest legends. And then you have X as in Malcolm X. That's the only other X we know.
Right.
So it's just like real disrespectful, even your name, like disrespecting two prominent figures in the Black community. It's just real weird, and people don't realize they're being used as tools. They think the shit is just, I'm having fun, I'm a creative. Dog, there's a bigger agenda.
Art. Then the sneaker with the Antichrist symbol on the top, and then there's human blood. Who did they get the blood from?
All these missing children and missing Black women. Like, whose blood is that? Is it his blood?
And then they made 666 pairs.
At $1,018
each. That's I ain't here for that.
I don't know, child. You know, I watched the whole video and I wish I didn't even give it a view. It was just weird. You know what I'm saying?
And then I turned it off. I was like, oh, this is too much for me.
It might fuck with your spirit, right?
Yeah, I was like, not in my house.
But listen, I'm covered. So I don't even worry about that shit. I don't worry about that crazy shit. I wanted to see what he had going on.
Old Town Road was fun. I don't know where he's going with this.
But you saw his response to Jordan Lucas. He was like, Old Town Road was literally about sipping lean. Even that, you have like little subliminal shit in there, like little things like people aren't catching. Your subconscious is catching it though. And that's how things begin programming. And you have to be careful things you listen to, the things you watch.
And the because things you let your children watch.
It's impressions. Impressions, like really real life impressions.
Facts.
Yeah. So it's just weird. I don't know about that shit, but.
So Lil Nas, we ain't feeling that shit, baby. You need to go back to your little horses in the back. Put them back in the back.
He got too much money now.
And in the front.
It just seemed like he's down to do whatever right now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess it's just to get the check, but you got to have some type of integrity. Even if you are of the gay community, all that stuff, like that shit is fine. But I feel like right now there's an attack on children. I don't get too deep because I don't want people to think I'm just some.
You always say that. Girl, just get deep if you're getting deep. You always say, I don't want to get too deep.
Yeah, because I don't want people to be like, oh, this bitch a whole conspiracy theorist.
You is, bitch.
Dog. But when the motherfucker said that there's a battle for the soul of America, they're talking about Black people. We are the soul of America. They ain't talking about nobody else. So when you see all these different things happening, it's like bizarre shit is just happening every month since quarantine. It's more bizarre than ever.
Nothing is bizarre to me at this point. Everything is like, well, that happened. That's how I feel now because it's just like.
Let me tell you, when you get content and when you get comfortable with this shit, they can slide anything on you.
I'm not comfortable with it. I'm just prepared for anything to happen at this point.
Are you prepared? Because how many pistols you got?
I'm not telling how many I got. Just know they ain't here. Just know they ain't here.
Shit, because this thing, I don't know what the hell is going on. Girl, I don't know. That shit making me get a little hot. And I'm sipping on something. Child, please. I don't know what the hell is up with little Nas X.
Oh, baby, we gonna pray for you, baby. I'm gonna pray for you. Because if you, let's say there is a heaven and hell that there, or maybe not in the physical form, like up in the sky and down below, but
you create your own heaven and hell to me.
Right. If there is a time where, you know, you go before the panel and they say, what about that video you made twerking on the devil? The fuck was that? What you gonna say? That wasn't nothing. We was just playing.
It was art.
It was art. It was artistic expression. We're being sarcastic.
I want to know how much that video cost. Call me by your name. Guess how much the video cost. $3.5 million was the budget
that they made to put that shit out, and they could have fed a whole bunch of homeless Americans. Matter of fact, where is my stimulus check? While y'all out here making $3.5 million Satan videos, I ain't been stimulated yet.
Listen, whoever the sponsors are paid $3.5 million. It looked like it cost that much. It was it was a lot of graphics, a lot of costume shit. God damn. It's expensive, boy. It's expensive to fuck over a whole group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, on to the next.
Moving on. I hope the next song is playful and lighthearted because...
I'm not a super judgmental person, I lie. But... I don't know about that shit, but...
Yeah, me neither. Hold on. Before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick.
So now you know the Derek Chauvin case just started.
Today, this morning. Yep.
And I wish people would stop calling it George Floyd case.
Monday morning is when it started.
People like to say it's the George Floyd case. George Floyd is not being tried. Derek Chauvin is being tried. George Floyd is deceased. He is not on trial. So the man being charged with George Floyd's murder, let's call it what it is, Derek Chauvin, his case started on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about that? You think he's going to jail? You think he's going to get convicted?
I hope and pray that he gets convicted. The biggest part of me feels like he won't be, and will be out here marching again this summer and burning down Wendy's and shit like that.
Dollar Tree, Dollar General.
Right. Places that we shop and our grandma's shopping.
That still ain't our shit. Burn it down. They ain't our shit.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Burn it down. But I do feel bad for the old people that rely on those places when they're gone. But I really do feel like, you know, they don't care about our lives.
Yeah, protesting is a voice for the voiceless. You know, do I agree with it 100%? No. But I think multiple things should be going on simultaneously. You should have the marching. You should have the burning of buildings. And you should have people going to the White House. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing about the problem?
Yeah. We also have to do something about how we use our money. I think that's the biggest way.
Yes, the power is in the dollar.
Yeah.
Yes. The power is in the dollar. But, you know, because Black people always try to say we don't have enough money to do this and we don't have enough money to do that. Collectively, we spend the most money in America.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, if we want to take our money out of circulation, That would kill America, essentially.
Yeah.
They target us through everything, you know, because we are consumers. We're major consumers, especially Black women.
Yeah. And we stop buying these bundles.
Oh, hold on. My bundles come straight from... Oh, wait. Look, you see that? I was showing her my wings, y'all. My bundles come straight from India, child, please. And look, I'm already mad because I could feel like the... you know, the tariff that they've put on China and stuff. Like, my clothes come from China. My bundles come from India.
Clothes are like $200 a good clothes.
From the vendor. You can fuck around and pay $200. Like, who? So we need to go ahead and stock up. Who? Ain't nobody got no time for that. I feel like the only way for Derek Chauvin to be convicted is if the other officers involved with his death were also convicted of murder. They did not have murder charges. from what I've read. I didn't see any of them having murder charges aside from him. I know they're all being tried separately for different things, but that knee to the neck is not what killed him. We already know that the toxicology test, they're saying he had methamphetamine in his system and all that shit that could have affected his breathing. But the pressure of those other cops on him, along with the knee on the neck, along with the drugs in his system, is what killed him. So if you only have one man on trial for murder because of knee on the neck, the defense can automatically argue that the knee didn't kill him. Look at the toxicology test. This guy had drugs in his system. This guy, you know, I don't know why people want to talk about his criminal past like that got anything to do with fucking anything. If the nigga was on meth and driving on a highway, he still would have lived had he not been stopped by y'all pussies.
And no knee in his neck. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I could put my knee in the back of your neck, but if I got three other people...
No, the fuck you can't. Don't use me as no example.
But if three other people on your back, pressing your stomach and your lungs down to the damn concrete, for how many minutes? 8 minutes? They suffocated him for 8 minutes. That's so and bad. Only one person is on trial. So without trying the other people, he's going to get off.
But they're going to be tried, though.
But not for murder. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they've overcharged Derek Chauvin. Like
if Derek Chauvin gets charged and he goes to jail, the rest of them will too.
For what though? They have minimal charge. They don't have like a major charge.
They don't have manslaughter?
I don't believe so. We'll have to look that up and we'll have to revisit that. But I do not think that they were charged with murder at all. You remember we was watching that video, the girls that were coming off the airplane and they were getting booed and all that shit. As soon as they passed by all these white people.
And as soon as they
got
to,
yeah, and they got to some black women and bitch, I'll smack you in the fucking face. Why you pass by all these white people recording, talking shit, doing the same shit, booing you, but you wait till you get to your own kind, to your own people to jump bad. Like, what the fuck is that about, man? I don't know what it is, dog. And I don't want to keep blaming shit on slavery because I don't operate that way. So at some point, you have to take a self-accountability for yourself and how the fuck you want to be and stop blaming your childhood and stop blaming fucking slavery and stop blaming a white man for some bullshit. At what point are you going to be an adult? I don't want to sound like I'm preaching again. I don't want to get too deep.
Deeper than the pussy of a girl 6 feet.
Stupid. Yeah, but fuck that nigga Derek Chauvin.
Boy, fuck you.
We gonna have a fish fry when you die. Hey, look.
Some good old brim and catfish.
People believe in the Bible, right? But I believe that we, each individual person, we are our own judges and executioners. Mm-hmm. If I feel like I don't want you on this earth no more, I can make that decision and get you up out of here. That's essentially what the judicial system does. Mm-hmm. That's your God right there. That nigga sitting in the front of the courtroom, the judge, that's your God. He can determine if your life is gonna get taken away today. And yeah. I just don't want to see a situation. I hope his family doesn't hug him in the courtroom. I hope George Floyd family don't hug Derek Chauvin family in the courtroom.
I'ma log off of Earth.
I couldn't believe
that shit happened. Yes. Like the judge and the bailiff and everybody in there. Hugging the bitch in there, bitch.
Giving her a Bible. Her head. I doubt she's in prison.
That shit pissed me off. Because they would not do that to us if we had killed that little white lady. If it was the other way around and he walked up in her house and killed her, would nobody be hugging him?
Or if it was a black female officer that killed a white man in his house, hell no. Do you think any white man or white family would be in the courthouse hugging on a black woman after she's murdered an innocent man while in his apartment eating ice cream in his motherfucking drawers? Do you think that would happen? Absolutely not.
I think that's some slave shit too, because we just taught to forgive. Forgive as God would forgive. Man, fuck that.
And wait to get to heaven and get paradise while they buy up all the beachfront property in the fucking world. Hell no. I need my paradise right the fuck now.
They wouldn't have got no hug out of me. That's all I'm saying.
They would have got a spit.
I would have tried to beat her ass in that motherfucking courtroom. You better hope I can't get close to you, bitch. You killed my motherfucking
girl. I would have fucked around and had some pee in a cup that I done had let marinate and ferment for a fucking year. the year waiting on that trial to come up. Girl, I would have threw that pee on a bitch in the courtroom and let that skin drop off.
Let me throw this doo-doo bag at you.
Girl, I don't got that much hatred in my heart, but I will throw piss on a bitch. I don't care.
I don't feel like I have hatred in my heart, but I just feel like if you kill someone that I love, I might possess some, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
And it ain't no Bible verse that could change that.
Not at all. We got any lighthearted shit we want to talk about? That shit is too deep for me, Chad.
We got dark. We went dark.
Oh, girl. Okay, one more thing. Those two little bitches who stole that man's car.
They was on Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. What the hell, man?
That poor man. They killed that man. And then crashed.
I think they hit him.
So I don't know if y'all saw it. There was a video that went out this past week where two little teenage girls, 13 and 15, they tried to steal a Uber driver's car.
They car lift.
Yeah. And they drove off. It looked like he was, because I turned it off. Was he still on the car and then he hit something hanging out of the car?
I didn't see that. I thought they took the car from whoever they took it from and then they wrecked into someone on the other street. That's not what happened? Was the guy
no,
on the car?
No, it looked like he was, don't get me the line, but I thought he was like, still on the car and got hit.
Like, I don't know.
Something. Either way, the man, he perished. And these little girls, how do you feel about that? Should they go to jail? I know they should go to jail, but how long do you feel with them being so young?
Man, I just feel like kids are being exposed to so fucking much.
That's the thing. By the time you're 13 and 15, you know that stealing a car is wrong.
But kids are being raised by the unraised. They are being, like, grandmamas right now are our age, 35 years old. You know what I'm saying? We don't have kids yet, but some bitches have grandkids right now. So now you had your daughter at 14, 15. Now your daughter probably has a kid.
I'm not giving them no fucking pass. They need to be locked up until they're 30, 32. Come outside and maybe.
But then how will they get back into society at that point? Because prison does not rehabilitate. It just doesn't for grown people.
It's not over at 32.
But they're children right now. You not the same person you were at 15 and 13 years old right now, right?
I also did not kill anybody.
You absolutely. But some people have mental issues. I can only attribute it to some type of mental issue, mental disorder. Like they have no. I'm gonna give you a perfect example.
Well, you got 15 years to think about it.
Shut up, girl. So down in Texas at some point, this was like a couple years ago, this white kid ran through a crowd of people and murdered, I think, like maybe five people. He got off on the murder. The defense was affluenza. It's like somebody's so rich to where they don't know right from wrong.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So what could you possibly be poor to where...
Poor fluenza. That's what I got. I'm about to start tearing shit up.
What was his name? His name was Ethan Couch.
That could be equal and opposite. Why they don't have a poor fluenza for real? Like, if you could be so affluent that you don't know right from wrong, can I be so poor that I don't know right from wrong?
Or you can have PTSD, or this is my way of life, or I gotta get it, or you know, that's
get rich or die trying.
That's a real thing. But you have so many different things. Like when you're rich, like a lot of shit don't fly.
And white. I wish y'all could see my face drinking this wine.
Girl.
Affluenza.
It's fucked up.
It's all kind of bullshit they come up with to allow people to get off.
I wish I would have been a lawyer, man.
It's not too late. It's not too late for you to become an attorney. You say this.
I'm about to go to California. I'm going to keep saying it until it happens. I'll be 60 years old, bitch, just starting to practice law.
Next defendant, come to the stand.
Bitch, you and them damn voices. Schizophrenic ass.
You mean like...
Different personalities? Yes. Oh, yeah. This bitch can make herself cry on demand, y'all. One day we gonna do it on live.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I especially do it when the police pull me over. That's what I use to get out of a ticket. I'm having a bad day. My period just started today. My boss yelled at me. All of that. I'll say all that. And I get out of tickets every time. Every single time.
Tam, girl, let me ask you something. Off topic, per usual. had somebody try to holler at you and make you look at yourself in the mirror like, what the fuck? What made you think that you could walk up to me and ask me for my number? What the fuck do I look like in your eyes?
Right. I done had that happen. I had a nigga ask me for some money first and then my phone.
And me too. Yeah, nigga asked me for a ride, a place to stay. Then he asked me if I had a man and for my phone number. Like, excuse me, sir, you need a lot of fucking help.
I tried to snatch my dollar back out his hand when he asked me for my phone number.
That's why I don't give men money. I don't give a fuck if you homeless. I'm not giving no man no money.
It was so hot. He wanted a bottle of water from out the store. It was hot that day.
I would go in there and get the bottle of water. I just, like, my exchange, like, me handing a man some money, like, it just made me feel some type of way, especially if it ain't my nigga. Like, I just feel some type of way.
Well, me and my, when I had a boyfriend back in the day, long time ago, when we would go out sometime, if he didn't have no money, I would give him my money to pay. That way he wouldn't feel emasculated while we was out.
Y'all had them crickets? I wish a real nigga like myself would. Like, I know
he wasn't done that. He wasn't no bum nigga. You know, he wasn't broke. It wasn't
that's two different things. Boy. You're right.
He just didn't have it at the time, and it's okay for me to help. And I don't I want you to always feel like the man. So I'm gonna give it to you before we go outside so you can just pay.
Yeah, I can get that. I get that, but jeez, it just makes my skin itch. I could get the hives or something. Like, listen, I understand that, you know, people fall on hard times. I have. Shit. In my mind, I'm still going through a fucking hard time. Mm-hmm. But being broke is a state of fucking mind. So if you fucking with somebody with potential and they just don't have it right now, but you want to go out, okay, understand. I got friends who've done that before. You know, like one of my homegirls, she did that for her fiance, and now this nigga making more money than her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
If he was like a broke nigga, and every time we go out, I got to foot the bill, then and get passed in the money before we, that's something different. But it's just like, okay, it's one of them times where he ain't got it, and I got us, baby, here.
Right.
And even when I gave it to him, he was like, man, this feel lame as hell.
But that's the thing. I want a nigga to always feel lame in that situation because that's going to promote him to do better. You know what I'm saying? He not feeling like, yeah, give me that card. A man that has integrity is not going to feel comfortable with that. And he's going to put himself in a position. Like my homegirl I'm talking about, and I hope she hear this. I'm sorry to talk about y'all relationship. I hope she don't hear this anyway. But when her and her fiance, like when they first met, they went on their first date and he didn't eat. He couldn't have, like, he didn't even pay for her food. She was like, dude, you should not be going on dates with women if you don't have money to pay for the food. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you out here actively dating with no money? So she ate in his face. And I said, girl, you know what? You're going to make that nigga change his life.
He did.
Gave him another chance. She gave him more chances. They engaged now. Nigga, you know, he got his CDL license. He's driving trucks now. They trying to, you know, buy a truck. So I'm like, go. That shit, like,
I'm here for that.
That excites me.
But if you ain't got no money, be creative with the date.
Yes.
Take a bitch for an ice cream cone or something like that.
Coffee.
In a park. Grab you a blanket from inside your house that you already got and get ice cream cones to sit in the park. That's cute. I would go and do that.
Me too. It's a lot of good dates men can take you on that's not super expensive. So I'm with guys when they like, you know, I'm not about to take five different women out that I'm interested in on these extravagant ass dates. Or, you know, have some type of discernment with the women that you meet and the one that you're really, really, really interested in, then you try to court her the most. You know what I'm saying? Because there are stages to dating.
Let me tell you, this guy took me, he ain't had no money, but he had an EBT card, right? He took me to the lookout point, which is where the planes, where you can see the planes landing.
Yeah.
And they're like real low. And he got some grapes and some cheese. He made us like a shark coochie board, charcuterie board kind of. And he got like a little bottle of wine, two wine glasses. And we sat out there and we just talked and we ate the little cheese and pepperonis and shit. And it was a cute day for his EBT. Like,
yeah, that sounds nice. You fucking out there? Nah.
I did not fuck, but I can't fuck EBT boys. But I did have fun.
Who EBT card? He had his own. Maybe he had lost his job and got unemployed. I mean, got EBT.
Yeah, I didn't get all the details. I hope it wasn't another bitch EBT because with some kids, you know, but I didn't get all the details.
Oh, you think you can get me some crab legs and shrimp on your EBT, boo?
I remember I had a little boo at one time, and he worked for this company. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want him to get in trouble. But he, like, delivered meat and stuff like that on a truck. Mm-hmm. And he stole all my Christmas meat. We had a seafood Christmas out of this world.
Feed a bitch.
Right.
That's the way my dad coochie.
He made my Christmas with my family very special. We had crab legs, oysters, fried fish, and shrimp.
Shame. Was he in attendance?
No, he didn't even come. Oh. He just provided all the seafood.
Oh, that's nice.
It was very nice of him.
All right, we're going to get into a random sex fact, but before we do, we need our $40, so we're going to pay some bills.
All right, so what we got today for the random sex fact, Tam?
It's all about dicks.
Hey. Yay. We love dicks.
All right, here it is. Despite what men claim, only 15% have a penis longer than 7 inches. Only 3% have a penis more than 8 inches long. So y'all be out here lying about your dicks, basically.
But how they know everybody dick size? Who's it on average it based off of?
I don't know, I guess.
Who the fuck is showing up for this average dick test?
Maybe there was an average dick check that they was passing out.
So how did they find out? Like, they went to a sample size of men to say, hey, who dick is, how big is your dick?
Maybe they did like 400, 500 men, and they all had them all come in, and they tested their dick size. Like, pull your dick out. And we need
white or black men.
Flaccid and erect.
7 inches is really, that's a good size dick, first of all. You want more than that?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I like girth. I like a fat dick.
I, as long as I like it girthy and kind of long, but not too long.
Like a hamburger.
A hamburger?
Like a big, thick, thick burger dick? Yeah.
Girl, you'll find a way to turn anything into some food.
Hey, look, you better know it. That's gonna make me do it better. Should it even look like a little hamburger to me? I might be more inclined to put my mouth on it.
Honestly, my emotional connection makes my sex better with the man. Like, it doesn't matter what his size really is. If I'm like emotionally connected to him, that dick gonna feel like it's the biggest dick ever.
So basically, what Tam is saying is that when she lose that emotional connection, you just that bitch ass, low dick ass nigga.
I didn't say that. It doesn't matter, guys. It's all about the motion in the ocean, not the size of the boat.
Y'all believe that? Is it the motion in the ocean, or is it the size of the boat? Or is it a combination of the two?
I mean, it's a combination. I mean, it'd be better if it's bigger, but if it's not, and I'm like, I can't be no thimble dick now. Don't get me twisted. I don't want no little baby dick.
Baby D.
But I'm not like pressed for humongous like penis. It'd be painful.
I'd rather you have a bigger bink, actually.
Yeah, me too.
To me, big bink and big dick are equivalent. Because you can have a dude with a little dick, but he getting money. Like, that nigga fine with a big dick. But if you don't have any
money,
if
he broke, he better have that long.
Yes. So it's like it's equivalent. So you gotta get either or. If you got a little dick, hey, get the money, because the bitches come with the money, right? And bitches, after you already fucked, they can't unfuck you.
Right.
So
I already got the pussy.
Talking shit about a nigga because his dick little, so he so smashed your ass. Humping all on your thighs. Bitch, you still lost it. You lost it.
That's funny. Do we have a DB story for today?
DB story. Girl, yes, we do have a DB story. Who's this young woman? Her name is Janiyah Michelle. Sorry. Her name is Janiyah Michelle.
She's a young boy, baby mama. Why we have like high expectations for these baby mamas or something? I don't know. She's just a girl who got pregnant by a young boy.
And she got multiple men tattooed on her body.
Well, she want to keep a, she trying to keep her list.
Whole scroll.
Whole scroll down beside her arm.
Random places. Oh, that's your ma.
Listen, the only way a nigga getting on me, tatted on me, is if he gotta die.
R.I.P. tattoo.
Yeah, it's a memorial. That's the only way.
Dog, listen, I'm not tattooing no man, no woman's name on my body. Even if I have children, like when I have kids, I'm not tattooing that little bastard name on me.
That's a little bastard.
They grow up and disappoint you. Just grow up to be a whole bitch ass nigga. Just the opposite of what you raised them to be. And now you just walk around with little Ray Ray tattooed on your arm. No.
Hey, but little Ray Ray, you were the vessel that was chosen to bring little Ray Ray on the earth. Does that not count for anything?
I didn't choose that spirit. That nigga chose who he wanted to be. I had nothing to do with that. He already was him before he was put into my womb. He chose me. I ain't choose him. So I'm not choosing to put that nigga name on me. No, if he can grow up to be a Dan, and now I got to walk around with a Dan armor on my arm.
I would get my baby's like little footprint or something like that. Or not name. I'm not getting nobody name on me. They really would have to die, and they have to be like a real sad situation.
So would they have to die and y'all in a relationship together in order for you to tattoo somebody's name on you? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not tattooing. These young girls, I mean, I don't know. They were on live and somebody in a comment said, you should get whatever this guy, what is his name?
Devin or something like that.
You should get his name tattooed on you. I just don't be concerned about people's business. I don't give a fuck about people doing dumb shit, but that's our dumb bitch story for today because don't be putting all these young boys like, you're going to get 30 and you're going to look back and be like, man, what the fuck was I doing? Those men that you fucking with now, they can't even see your pussy in 10 years.
Right. They just life lessons.
Yeah. So just be selective and keep them regrets to a minimum. Like those tattoos will definitely be regrets. You're going to have to go through unnecessary pain to get them covered up. And what man wants to marry a bitch who has multiple men tattooed on her body?
Right. Reading it on her back while you hitting it from the back.
And it's John, saying, John.
Right, it's a like John John. That make your dick go down for sure.
Unless you like John John too. I don't know. Listen, these new generation, these motherfuckers is all purpose, girls.
Right.
They with the men, they with the women. It's like an open thing. Like, are you bisexual? Like, it's just, what the fuck is, I don't know. Y'all motherfuckers, you judging too grown for me.
I'm not like you being judgy.
Am I being judgy to these people?
Yeah, because I mean, I do what I do.
I just be concerned about the longevity of our race. And I just think that a lot of things that's going on right now is going to really hinder that. That's all. I'm just concerned about.
They pregnant. Everybody pregnant right now. I don't know what you're talking about. We still making black people.
It ain't enough, though. And guess what? Niggas is making babies faster than black people. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about people who ain't got no productive shit going on. All they got is time to fuck. They make babies 10 times faster than an educated, smart, black, not affluent, nothing to do with money, just the mentality. Somebody who can actually raise a child properly.
Where do you get that
properly.
Statistic from? They just have children.
Listen, Project Pussy make a lot of churn, dog.
I just have to, we have to like.
Project Pussy must be different, girl.
Girl, shut up. You sound crazy as hell. It's all the same.
Oh, my pussy different. Your pussy the same, bitch.
No, I mean, pussy is pussy. It don't matter what neighborhood you live in.
This pussy tastes a little bit different.
Because the bitch got a kerosene heater in her house. That her pussy better than mine? No. The kerosene make it marinate a little different. So, girlfriend, Janiyah, we love you here. We talk back. If you want to make your body a scroll for these niggas, I ain't mad at you, do you, boo-boo? But just try to keep your regrets to a minimum, sis. That's all we want. All right, I'm about to get up out of here so I can get my booty rubbed.
Uh-uh, you got a massage set up?
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, I don't think they're going to rub my booty. But
you going to ask them? You going to try to coerce them into it?
No, last time I did that, I got in trouble.
How much did see if they gonna charge for a yoni massage? I want to do one.
Is that a thing?
A yoni massage?
Yeah.
Yes, it is a thing.
Like yoni, like my vagina.
Yes, and I want one.
That sounds like prostitution. They selling.
Hold on, who's selling it? I'm selling it, or they selling like the massage to the pussy?
The massage is selling.
Yeah, I gotta pay for that. But how is that prostitution? They using their hands.
Cause you gonna come on a yoni massage.
Well, it's a different type of orgasm.
You gonna rub my pussy and I ain't gonna come? I'm not paying.
It's like a deep tissue pussy meditation massage.
If I don't come, I'm not paying for this service.
Oh, I do want a yoni massage, man. I'm gonna wait until I go.
Google that. You be making up shit, bitch.
I swear to God. Okay, there is a place in Charlotte that does yoni massages, but they don't do it themselves. They guide, like they have partners come in, and they'll guide the partner on how to do it to the female. They'll guide the guy or the woman or whatever how to do it to the other person.
Oh man, that's bullshit. I ain't got no partner. What of y'all better get y'all fingers dirty? The fuck? Hey. I ain't coming here for y'all to tell another nigga how to rub my pussy.
I'm coming here for y'all professionals to rub my pussy.
Right.
Yeah, and hey, look, you gonna walk up in a massage parlor like, who in here rubbing pussy?
Excuse me. I'm here for the pussy rub. Which one of you?
I bought a pussy rub off of Groupon. I bought the 35-minute pussy rub off of Groupon with Christine. Some Indian bitch. Like, listen, I don't know who it is, but I'm ready.
Right.
I need to take everything off or just my bottoms. Let me know.
Right now.
All right, y'all. We about to get the fuck up out of here. So, if you enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts at. Hey.
Right, and I know last week I told y'all I had something special planned, but it got a little pushed back, so it will be for you next week. Oh, wait, April Fool's. So just listen out for April Fool's.
Hey, so it might happen or it might not happen. I don't know. We might be lying.
We might be lying. All right, y'all.